Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
I want to welcome all of y'all to another episode of the Villains Lounge. And it's me, your host, the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale, and my co-anchor host guy over that way. That way. I keep doing that every time.
I'll if you hear me.
Yeah. Chris Idol. Yeah. Look, that's look. That tagline is way better than the other three that you had before. Oh my god! All right, so we're gonna jump.
you guys had to be there. It was great.
Yeah, it would have been the last show. The eighth episode would have been the last show. All right, so let's get into the news. So the first thing I'm going to bring up, I guess I'll bring up the sad news first.
Yeah.
So the Pop-Tart guy, the guy that invented the Pop-Tart, passed away yesterday, I believe it was. I'm only bringing this up because I really love Pop-Tarts, by the way, if y'all wanted. This has nothing to do with wrestling at all. Yeah. It's because I really fuck. Dude, I fuck with Pop-Tarts hard. But yeah, 96 years old, passed away. Condolences.
You didn't say his name.
Oh, William Post. I just call him the Pop-Tart guy. My bad. William Post. Sorry, Billy. My bad. Damn. All right, moving on. I guess I'll continue with the sad news. Matt Camp, that was the host of one of the hosts of The Bump, was released a week ago, but we just found out yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not laughing because he got released. I hope you find something awesome where they bring you back just because they figured they made a mistake. Whatever. Let's just hope so. All right. I guess on a lighter note, Cody and Seth are going to be at the Elimination Chamber in the Grayson Waller effect.
That'll be fun.
I hope they get to smack him. He's so smackable. Him and Austin Theory.
You think they're going to smack him in his home country?
That's the best time.
Oh, you think he's going to get booed in his home country? How amazing would that be?
Oh, that'd be amazing if he does. That means he's got real heat.
He'd be the hometown hero that doesn't get cheered. I'm hoping
he got that heat. So, yeah, that'd be nice. And then there's a rumor that I heard from a little birdie. I'm not sure, how real I guess this is.
A little birdie named Sajay?
I don't know, maybe. LA Knight has expressed interest in Usher performing the song Yay. Yeah,
what? Ooh. Did you say performing the song Yay?
Ooh. Ooh.
You better take that and rewind it back and try again. All right.
Yeah. Wow. For his WrestleMania entrance, I have no idea what came out at that point in time. Wow. I'm going to keep that one, by the way. I am not getting rid of that. That has got to stay in. All right. So, and then the last thing I have is, I guess it's more recent. Several TNA talent sent a letter to Anthem to express their displeasure with the abrupt departure, I guess is the nice way to put it, of one Scott D'Amore from TNA Impact Wrestling. And I read the letter. I'm not reading it out loud again. No, I'm good. So
yeah, I don't think that's
necessary. See, it's a good thing I didn't. All right. So with that being said, they were very displeased. I guess maybe this might be a debate topic. What should be their next move?
What should Anthem do about the?
Yeah. So,
because I believe they've got. When is their? I want to say like the 19th of March is their next set of tapings. So they've got until then to decide how they're going to address this situation with the talent before they have to see the talent, you know, to their faces. Or else that next set of tapings could be very noteworthy for more than one reason.
I guess we'll wait and find out now, won't we?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to run through the AEW Dynamite from Valentine's Day. And if you're wondering where I was Valentine's Day, I was probably with your mom. All right, so Dax Harwood versus Moxley, and Moxley won. I'm not rating this, by the way, because I did not see not a lick of this. I just want to put that out there, because if I rate it just on what I see, it's going to be very, very low, and we don't want that, because
that it would have been low even if you did see it.
Probably. All right. Wardlow had a squash match against I have no idea. Adam Copeland. I still have no idea. Adam Copeland versus Daniel Garcia. Went to a no contest. Those people, those EVPs, I guess, beat Top Flight. Sky Blue lost to Willow Nightingale, and the main event was that Cassidy kid defending one of the unteamed million titles that they have to Matt Taven, and Cassidy retained for some reason. So there you go. Dynamite. All right, so let's go into the show that matters. Okay, that was biased and mean. I meant it. NXT from the 13th.
Yes.
I was going to say November for some reason. Wow. Of February. I was really getting ready to say November out of my fucking mouth. Wow. All right. So let's get into NXT. And it started off with a sneak attack. Two little kids had an idea of a sneak attack, and that's what we got.
It was great.
Metaphor versus Von Wagner and Mr. Stone. Metaphor won, as they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly paid. It was fun. Two axe handles. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. Two axe handles. Nice little story. Metaphor definitely deserved the win. I guess we'll have to see what's next for Von Wagner and Mr. Stone. But I really like that pairing. This new turnaround that, you know, Von Wagner's having. I'm really digging it, because I wasn't really a big fan of his at first, but
he's growing.
His current thing. Yeah, he's growing on me too.
Yeah, he's actually growing on me. So I think it's more so he's growing into being more comfortable in himself.
Yeah, I think so.
Or himself? I can't speak English today. All right. Back to the matches. Rich Holland runs a gauntlet, the Gallus gauntlet, as they like to call it. He got through 1.5 people before getting a DQ win?
Yep.
1.5 axe handles? I'm giving it.
You know what? No, I'd give it two. I'd give it two because of the post-match.
Oh, they did beat the garbage out of him, didn't they?
And he got him back.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he got them back. He laid that in. So I think it's worth two.
All right. Then we got Lola Vice versus Tatum Paxley. And Lola Vice comes with a victory after two Losses back to back? Oh, she picked up a victory. Good for her. Good, good.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
There's a lot of twos on this show. I'd give that two axe handles as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it two. I was gonna say one and a half, but like I watched it for a second time. Yeah, I actually enjoyed it the second time. So then we got another ladies match. That's two in a row. Planned Parenthood, two in a row. There's three total on this whole entire card.
Oh, yeah.
Same amount of time as both of your shows, bro. Both of your shows. All right, so we had Jada Parker representing
Miss Parker, OTM, Miss Parker.
Right?
Yeah.
And
Adriana Rizzo.
Adriana?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to butcher that so bad.
You were. I saved
Rizzo.
You.
Representing the Angelo family. One and a half, I say. Oh, no, I'm going to give it one and a half. I'm going to keep it that one and a half. Ask me when we get off air, and I'll tell you why I was going to give it a two and a half.
But I'm giving it a two because Jada Parker's entrance from that match went viral on WorldStar.
All right, we're gonna move forward. Yeah, my boy Carmelo Hayes versus, you know what? Joe Gacy is like growing on me.
He's growing on me too.
I don't know what it is.
He reminds me of someone. I just don't know who.
Oh, Parker came out with the win, if I didn't say that before. And then Carmelo Hayes comes out with the win with this one against Gacy. I'm giving it three. Axe handles. Really enjoyed it.
Pretty
I
good.
Never not enjoy a mellow match anyway, so
absolutely. Mellow never gives you less than three. Never.
Yeah. All right. So then the next match we got Kiana James. Whoa. And Brinley Reese. Is that how you pronounce that?
Oh my gosh. Her name is Ren. What is her last name?
Reese?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I skipped ahead. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the wrong woman. Brinley Reese, yes.
I said it right. Yay!
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Kiana James takes that W. I'm giving you this did. One and a half. It was a solid match. Solid
yeah.
good match.
Oh, yeah, one and a half. Yeah. Well, you know what? All right, I'll agree. I would have to rewatch it.
All right, so then we got the main event. The main event, we have the NXT Tag Team Championships on the line with the Dusty Cup 2024 winners of Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin.
Wolf Dogs!
And he just did that. I was wondering if he was going to do something like that. And we have the D'Angelo family, who are the NXT Tag Team Champions of D'Angelo and Stax. And this match was good.
It was.
It was good. I felt so bad for them, by the way, going into this. I'm sorry. I felt bad for the Tag Team Champions.
Why?
What do you not see what was on the other side of that ring?
Tony
and Stax
ain't no slouches, though.
All right. Folks, I'm going to say this right now. Bron Breakker by himself could be the NXT Tag Team Champions. He could have beat both of He would have took
enough.
Stax and beat D'Angelo with him. That's okay, well, that's right. that's the that is the vibe right, I get okay. from Bron Breakker.
All right, fair enough.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
Okay. All right, Phil. Okay. So I think I want to give this. I'm going to give this 3.5 axe handles.
That's what I did. I gave it 3.5 axe.
Oh, okay.
It was a really.
I was gonna give it the. I give it the extra half axe handle because I did not expect the outcome.
I didn't either. I
I
thought you were
kind
going to squeak past.
of I went into this match thinking, okay, this is going to be a good tag match, but Corbin and Braun, they're not winning because Braun's about to get called up. And I think that's the exact reason why they swerved us. I wouldn't even say they swerved us. I think people just in their heads just thought it was a foregone conclusion. I wouldn't say swerved us because the Dusty Cup winners usually don't lose the tag
Yeah, they
match.
usually exactly. They usually don't lose the tag team title matches.
So I can't say it's a foregone conclusion, but it seemed unlikely. So I was surprised when they pulled out the victory. And I'm happy for Corbin. It's been 6 years since he held a championship,
It's been a
which that's a
grip.
long time.
That is a grip. He definitely deserves it. Congratulations to the was it the Wolf Dogs? Oh, I feel like
Wolf
Corbin, man.
dogs.
I feel your pain, buddy. I feel your pain, Corbin. So congratulations. They are your new NXT tag team champions. So I guess that ends the Villains Lounge for today. Thank you for stopping in and listening. Yeah, and again, we didn't have one yesterday because it was Valentine's Day, and I'm a married man, so obviously I was doing stuff that grown-ups do. So wasn't gonna about to
Salute.
spend my day trying to entertain you jackals. But anyway, with that being said, watch our watch along coming up soon. I'm trying to talk this fool into doing it with me. That's 3 a.m. my time, people. 3 a.m.
Yeah. Might as
Woo!
well just pull an all-nighter.
So
Ain't no
yeah,
point.
come check us, see us being delusional, ask some questions, we'll talk, chit chat, all that great stuff. And now enter the ring and Taz and friends or whoever and friends decides to pop up. So and then all that stuff and buy our shit. Again, if you don't, I will find you.
Like, subscribe, share, comment. Keep your nose clean and wash your ass, America.
Yeah, please do that.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.